This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Sonny Holland, the pride of Butte, who is known as the greatest Bobcat for his unrivaled success as both a football player and a coach at Montana State University, died on Saturday night of Parkinson's disease. He was 84. Holland won the 1956 NAIA football championship as a freshman center linebacker with the Bobcats, and he earned the Division II title 20 years later as the Bobcats head coach. Holland compiled a 47-17-1 record as MSU's head coach, more wins than any of his predecessors. Holland was inducted into the Bobcat Athletics Hall of Fame, the Montana Football Hall of Fame, and the Butte Sports Hall of Fame. In his teens, Holland was a four-year starter on Butte High's basketball team and thrived in track and field, but football was a sport that turned Holland into a legend. His football career at Butte began under Hall of Fame coach Harry Swede Dahlberg. At Montana State, Holland started at center and linebacker as a freshman in 1956 and led the Bobcats to a 33-14 win over Montana. It was MSU's first win over the Grizzlies in 10 seasons and its first victory in Missoula in 28 years. MSU went on to win its first national title that season to cap a 9-0-1 season. Holland finished his MSU career with 3 All-America honors. The Cats went 31-6-1 overall and 4-0 against the Grizz during Holland's 4 playing years. His number 52 jersey was retired after his senior season, and he was named the MSU Athlete of the Century in 1999 after a Chronicle survey of MSU administrators. In 2011, MSU built bleachers in the south end zone at Bobcat Stadium. The section where students sit is named after Holland. There's also a statue at the stadium entry which shows Holland clapping and looking to his right. The statue has stood outside of Bobcat Stadium's north entrance since its unveiling in 2016. Bob McGrath, an actor and musician best known for being one of the original human stars of Sesame Street, died on Sunday. He was 90. McGrath made his debut on the long-running TV series back in 1969 during Sesame Street's pilot episode. Starring as friendly neighbor Bob Johnson, McGrath became a Sesame Street staple, appearing on the show for 5 decades and 47 seasons. His final series appearance came in 2017, but McGrath still remained in the Sesame Street universe, continuing to make public appearances at various events tied to the TV show. McGrath appeared in some of the show's most iconic scenes, including the musical performances of People in Your Neighborhood, Sing a Song, If You're Happy and You Know It, and even the show's theme song. He was also one of Sesame Street's most prominent human faces, appearing in various film, video game, and sing-along productions for the show. Mars, meteors, and more are December's must-see astronomy events. Mars is about to shine brighter than it has in years, and 2 meteor showers will cap off 2022. On December 7th, look for the full cold moon. The final full moon of the year is known as the cold moon, a nickname that derives from the chilly Arctic air that begins to settle across North America at the onset of winter. The next night, December 8th, Mars reaches peak brightness. The red planet is about to appear brighter than it has at any point since October 13, 2020, as the planet reaches opposition. Opposition is when an object appears opposite of the sun from the perspective of the Earth, making it the best time to see the object in the night sky. Mars reaches opposition once every 26 months, and after this month, it won't happen again until 2025. On December 13th and 14th, watch for the Geminid meteor shower, when a myriad of shooting stars will streak through the sky, Tuesday, December 13th, into the early hours of Wednesday, December 14th. The Geminid meteor shower is considered to be the most active meteor shower of the year. December 21st is the winter solstice, which marks the official start of astronomical winter in the northern hemisphere and the start of summer across the southern hemisphere. December 21st and 22nd is the Ursid meteor shower, the final meteor shower of 2022, which takes place on the longest night of the year, an event that's often overlooked following the hyperactive Geminids earlier in the month. Ursid meteors will appear to radiate from the constellation Ursa Minor, the Little Dipper. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.